Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are very excited to have in studio UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion Miesha Tate, belt and all. Thank you for coming in.
That's a heavy belt, man.
Yeah.
It is. 12 pounds of luscious gold and silver and
that
diamonds.
Is bling. That is like super bling, though. Like, if I had that belt, I would just wear it wherever I go.
Does like, it go well with, like, some yoga
belt,
pants?
Right? Not just the belt.
No, just the
belt.
Because
just the belt.
If I have
you're
a UFC
walking around
belt,
naked with
who's
going to
say anything? Like, I'm a UFC champ. They'll let me be naked.
Exactly. True.
Just saying.
Good point.
The champ nobody wants to meet.
Right.
Sure. Well, I guess I would guess the guys would are guys intimidated coming up and talking to you, or do they have a? I mean, are they like, oh no, or
yeah, they definitely get nervous. I always think it's funny, like, you know, you kind of pose for the picture and you put your arm around each other, and I can feel like their rib cage like just vibrating the whole time, and I'm like, you got to know that they're shaking and they've got to be embarrassed about it.
Sure,
you know?
I think they're so. I mean, just because you can fight, there's no reason for me to believe that you're going to just punch me in the face. I mean, like...
Right. Not for free, anyway.
Yeah, not for free. And I'll never pay you to do it. I bet you I can convince you to punch me in the face for free. Long before you'd ask for
you're
money
probably,
for it.
You might be right.
Yeah, I'm just
you,
saying.
Well, you
I
thought...
Think it, I think it's part of it, too. Is that, like, I interviewed you back in the day. I would always get very nervous because it's like, you meet... I won't say names, but you meet other fighters and they're not as... attractive. But it's like, you're attractive and you're a great fighter. So it's like, as a dude, it's just like... I'm really nervous
yeah,
now. I'm not going to call her Cupcake. And it's like, no, that's her nickname. Like, all right, what's up, Cupcake?
See, now Ted told
now
us that. He said,
insight.
You can call her Cupcake. And like anything, I'm like, are you being serious? Because I don't want to like call her Cupcake and turn to like a trigger some angry thing. You know? And I'm like, how is Cupcake your nickname? How did that happen?
Well, I like vanilla bean double caramel salted swirl ice cream tea, but that's a little bit too long, so
I guess
let's go with Cupcake.
Right. Now, but you wrestled against guys in high school first,
right?
And then when you're a senior, you won what, Washington State champion, right?
That's correct.
That
was against females though,
but you were still beating guys when you were practicing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And so there's guys out there that you went to high school with that you kicked their ass.
Yeah.
And
they're so glad you're the champ now.
Right.
Because now they don't mind telling
exactly.
that story.
Right. Now they don't mind telling.
They're like, yes.
Yeah. So they're like, right in my face, but remember that time when you know.
So have you even dated anyone that you couldn't kick their ass?
That I couldn't kick their ass?
Like, has there been one
the
guy...
The fact that you have to
like,
think about it.
I mean, I'm dead serious. Because, like, if I even... Like, I would still want to kick your ass. Like, even if we're just wrestling around, like, instinctually, for me, like, I'm like, all right, she's my girlfriend, but I still want to beat her up.
Right.
If I have to. Like, pin your hands down. Like, that's right. Impossible. You know what I mean? Even to tickle. No fun. I mean, like, you
right.
can't... There's nothing.
Well, so before I started fighting, I dated a guy that I probably... Because he didn't wrestle, and I had wrestled. So I probably... was bigger than I was, though. But I think I could have taken him. Like, looking back on
right.
it, I think I could have. For
take,
sure.
Can you take your current boyfriend?
No. Because he's top 10 in the UFC also. His name is Brian Caraway. So
he's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
So there's no way that you can beat him. Like, you can't even, like, okay.
Yeah,
if you
for
guys...
sure. Like, when he's sleeping. I mean, women have our ways. When he's sleeping, when,
you guys
you know,
are scary, man. Because we always say, if he kills his wife, like, he came home, he shot her, it's over.
Right.
When a woman kills her husband, it's like she's
it's
been
really
in the process
out.
Of been killing for 6 months. He's been eating poison.
Right.
So no matter what's going on in a relationship, you're never that comfortable.
Right.
Right.
Every time
you
look across the table, like, she might be killing me right now.
UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion Miesha Tate joining us. What about, I would have to guess that, unlike Mike Tyson, now he would go into a bar in Las Vegas, and some jackass from the corner would want to get into a fight.
Which is stupid.
Or punch Mike Tyson.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Yes!
I don't,
yes,
like, I don't,
right?
I don't, it is crazy. I don't see your world having any stalkers, anyone who wants to come up and try to fight you. It seems like... More so than anything else, like, oh, I'm not messing with you. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. Like, you guys don't, do you guys have that element at all? Do people?
I have personally have never experienced that. Someone, you know, wanting to fight me. No, I
the
think.
Belt helps.
Because even, you know, how you see a crazy chick fighting a bar or whatever.
If
like,
you have the belt, like.
Yeah. None of those stories happened to Tyson when he was wearing his belt.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
The valid reminder.
But other than that, I have some strange characters that I wouldn't, you know, want to spot me.
Have in your yard?
Yeah, or have in my yard, peeking through my windows, you know, any of that stuff. I definitely have a few of those. But
how's the Vegas lifestyle?
You know, Vegas is entirely what you make it. It wants to be, you want to be crazy and go there and get wild. That's obviously an option. But when you have, you know, for me, it's pretty motivating knowing that there's going to be someone standing across the cage from me wanting to take my head off for 25 minutes.
I'd still want to get drunk, though. So, especially because of that.
Right. Well, for me, it's a little different because I don't want to lose and I don't want to get my head kicked off or anything, you know, fantastic.
Do you want
like
to eat? I mean, do you really just want to eat? Like, do you like Five Guys and stuff like that? Like, I read the crap you ate and it just sounds horrible. And I know, yeah. And I know it's very healthy, yeah. And I know it's the right thing to do.
But it's got to suck.
But do you just want a pizza, man? I mean, like, all the time.
Sometimes I do. But, you know, my thing is, like, consistency is key. So most of the time I try to be healthy. But other than that, like, if I really want a piece of pizza, I'll just go eat the damn piece of pizza. And I'll just add 10 minutes to my cardio if it's that big of a deal. Like, I'm not a, like, psycho about that. Some people are really.
You just said you'd do 10 minutes of cardio because you had a slice of pizza. Yeah, that's psycho to me. Like, man, just enjoy the pizza.
Right. Ask him when the last time he did cardio was.
We'll watch a movie. Yeah.
I've had much more pizza than cardio, I think it's fair to say. Probably even in the last 24 hours.
is there any camaraderie within the women in the UFC? I mean, is there anyone that you've fought along the way or in Strikeforce that you can be friends with that you can say, like, hey, man, you want to go out? It's Friday night. Let's go get a beer. Or is it just too much to be able to do that?
So it's always like the elephant in the room, of course, you know, and you never really – there's this limiting factor that even when you're in a room and there's someone that you really like for instance, Holly Holm. Yeah, I just fought her. I really liked her, and we did some press tours and things, and I got along great. Like, but
yeah, punch her in the face.
Still, you know, at the end,
okay, that's what happened.
You know, with that being
but
said,
but how weird is that? I mean, I guess it's understood, right?
It's just understood.
Are you almost unhappy if you realize you like something? So if you're doing anything with Holly Holm or anyone else, like if you're doing the press junket together, and at the end of it, like, goddamn, man, like we have a great fight coming up, and I respect you, but. But I really like you, and that sucks. Like, I enjoy your company because the next time we see each other, I'm going to try to break your goddamn body in half.
Yes,
right?
It's so weird. It's exactly that crazy, odd dynamics. Like, man, I really like this girl, but I'm about
I'm
to shame
I'm gonna
crap
punch her
out
face.
Of her. Yeah, it's a shame I've got to go.
Is that hard?
Her out,
is it harder
you know?
To get fired up for somebody you like?
Nah.
Or is it easier to control that emotion as opposed to somebody you don't like?
No, it's not any harder for me to get fired up for someone that I like. But
that's
depends.
Good to know.
Yeah, it depends how close. So I do have a really good friend of mine, Juliana Pena, who's from Washington. She was the first Ultimate Fighter winner. The Ultimate Fighter. And she lives over in Spokane. Anyways, long story short, she fights in the UFC. She's ranked, I want to say like 6th now. Don't quote me on that.
She's coming after you.
She's coming up. You know, she's actually fighting Kat Zingano, who's also, that's a contender, potentially a contender eliminator fight. And we always told each other, we'll never fight each other in the UFC unless it's for the title.
Big money.
Not even money, unless for the title. But now that I have the belt and she's, you know, it's like, that would be weird because we've been friends since way back before the UFC was even, you know.
I like how you guys do that, though. Kind of the, listen, I don't ever want to fight you. I love you to death.
Yes.
But for the belt, I'll break your jaw.
Yeah, right.
you ever, like, hit somebody with an elbow accidentally, or you just hit someone real hard and knock them out and actually kind of feel bad about it? Like, draw blood. Like, ooh, boy, that was a really clean day.
Oh, not in a fight.
Never. So you're always fine with that. Like, no matter what. Like, even if someone's just like, you
feel because you know
out,
they would turn in 2 seconds and, you know, it's either kill or be killed, essentially, like, for lack of a better term. It's, you know, you got to go out there and I have a job to do. So, no, I never feel bad about it. But in practice, I've bumped people or done things and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Especially when you nutshot a guy. I always feel really bad about that.
Oh, well, so do we.
It's hard to explain. Yeah. The only thing on your body that doesn't hurt. It's actually your testicles. The rest of your body is an extreme. Like behind your eyes.
Yeah, like all
when
your stomach.
When you get hit there.
It sounds horrible.
It is.
I'm
it
really
is.
Glad
no
that
guy
I don't
is
have to worry about
it's
that.
Very
oh,
sensitive.
Dude, it is crippling. I mean, it is absolutely crippling.
UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion Misha Tate in studio. How has your life changed now that you're the champion? Like, I know you probably, There's got to be distractions. Yep. There's got to be a ton of distractions. That's probably
like living in Vegas.
The number one
like
thing you
guys.
Notice. Right, exactly.
Hey, you know what, man? We got you a free T-shirt now that you're
that's
the champion.
Awesome.
We only give T-shirts to champions.
That was
cool.
True.
That's
Mighty
so
Mouse
cool.
Johnson has one of those, and you're it. That's just the only two we made.
That's sick.
Yeah, there you go. You can drink a Men's Room Original Rib when you get
you.
Done. When you get done,
it'll
fight.
Look great with the belt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's a soft T-shirt. You know,
it is.
It's like a good one.
Yes.
I always hate when you get that really like you know.
Yeah, and you're like, thank you. Like I'm gonna go wear this paper bag.
So,
know, right.
So you're the champ. You've had all the stuff. Now you have a T-shirt.
Now you got a T-shirt.
Now
what more do you want?
What,
special. Who have you met? Like, I guess that starts that process, right? You get to meet people that is
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah. My manager's Kevin Harvick. He's with NASCAR. So mm-hmm. I've gotten to meet quite a few of the NASCAR drivers, which is really cool.
You're a Budweiser girl now.
Yes, I am. I'm a Budweiser. I've loved Budweiser for a really long time. I like beer. I like it. And so it was really cool that they sponsored me because it was easy and
can
natural.
You Stone Cold Steve Austin it after a win, man? Can you just chug a Budweiser in the cage or anything?
I don't. I think it could, but it might come right back up.
Well, oh, Bungie.
Yeah.
Like, join me in the after party.
I have a tendency to kind of shake myself up after a fight. If you guys haven't seen that, like run around. I'm like, ah.
You are pretty fired up.
Yeah, I get pretty fired up. Especially after that last win. So.
So who have you met? Cool.
Who I met? I was like, what was the question? So I got to meet Gerard Butler.
Okay, nice.
That was super cool. I heard Leonardo DiCaprio was at the fight, but I didn't get to meet him there.
But you want to be made? Do you want to meet
he was
him?
Scared.
Do you want to meet
he's
him?
He's intimidated by
you know
it.
What I mean with your hair and cornrows and you're all you know what I mean jacked up, or do you want to meet him with makeup on and your hair done?
I would get
I mean, like how do you
to
want to meet
Leonardo
Leo?
Goddamn,
yeah, how do you want to meet him?
Honestly, it wouldn't matter to me.
Okay.
I don't mind. As long as, you know,
wouldn't
I just
matter
got
to
done.
Him either.
Yeah.
If there's one thing to know about Leo, it's like, either way, I'm inviting
whatever.
You to my yacht.
Right. Yeah, hey, I wouldn't mind.
Do you get those invitations? Do they want you to go to L.A. or to Hollywood and do all that stuff? I know you go, where's your next fight now? Japan?
No, my next one's actually in Vegas again.
Okay,
luckily,
so you're staying
so.
There.
You were
yep,
close, though.
July 9th.
Right.
Yeah,
just
you're
right around
really
the corner.
Close.
I do my homework.
Yeah.
Japan, is it? No, Vegas?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Miles going to the old Pride fights.
Exactly. Here's something I want to know. I know you have a video game character, right?
What is it? Yep. EA Sports.
What is cooler as far as you've had a role in a movie, you have a video game character. Like, which one is more surreal to see? Like, seeing yourself on the screen or seeing yourself digitized?
I feel like digitized.
Yeah,
it's
I would
so
think that's
so weird to
cool.
see, like, a recreation of yourself and then little kids can play it. It's one of the coolest things when I see little videos of, like, little girls playing fight games now. Like, that was unheard of. Like, and there was no, like, female characters and things like that. When I was, like, really growing up, I feel like, not that much, you know?
Yeah, but you're, like, the real-life Wonder Woman now.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
that's actually
stuff.
Huge what
it's
you've
so
done.
It's so cool. It's really awesome.
What
and
about
my character looks so mean all the time, you know, though. Like, she's really mean.
Have
like,
you seen yourself in the ring?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, do I really look like
you
that?
You don't see me.
Wow, what, the
yes.
cage is locked?
That's the weird thing. Like,
right.
in person, you don't seem like a mean person.
That is so, yeah,
you don't have
funny
that disposition.
To me. I feel like when I see myself in the video game, I'm like, ooh. Wow.
Yeah, but that's what you look like. I mean, and understand.
You're a good prize fighter. You can turn it on and off.
Right. We've seen you in the ring, and you think, Jesus Christ, man. I'm telling you, that woman's the meanest ever. And then we see it in the hall, and I'm like, I don't know. It's just very strange to me. To see you now, and you're smiling, yeah. and you're happy and bubbly. And like, but if there's cornrows and the cage is locked, like, she's going to go beat the living ass out of somebody.
Man. Yeah, right.
That is weird.
What's it? I know you've been asked this before, but like that journey you've been on, you know, from smaller promotions to Strikeforce, holding that strap, and then to finally get that UFC gold. I mean, what is that moment like?
That is a crazy moment. I cannot find a word. I think I need to make one up or something.
Just make
just
one
give
up.
Give it
dude.
My own meaning. Yeah, like make one up because I can't find one that describes that. It's the
ciclicious.
Ciclicious.
It sounds like delicious, but it also sounds dirty. So, man, it's very ciclicious.
It's very ciclicious. Yeah. That's exactly right. No, you know, it's crazy.
Great word.
It's 10 years, though.
Word. 10 years in the making, and I wrestled for 4 years before that. So this has been a long journey, and this is a huge bucket list item for me to be able to capture the UFC world title. You know, it doesn't get any bigger than that, but they say it's hard to get there, and it's harder to stay there. And it's crazy, because even though I've been doing this for 10 years, it sounds like a long time, I still feel really new in the sport. Does it make sense? Like, I feel like
yeah,
every
well,
fight I'm still
evolving.
You kind
of invented
still...
it. I mean, in a way. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah,
you were
no.
at the forefront of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And now I still feel like I'm learning so much and, like, I feel like I'm improving as an athlete. And that's something that I feel like I was worried about. Like, as you get farther in your career, you start, like, the law of diminishing return, right? You kind of all...
Oh, sure. We've been mailing this show one for, like, 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. 10 years. We've been doing this. It's terrible. I got to ask. What does it take to raise the 12th man flag? Haven't you done enough?
Right?
Like,
Thank you.
Seattle Seahawks, if you're listening, honest to God, I don't know what else you have to do. I would expect, like, I was going to ask you what...
You're the UFC
champ! What game can we go to watch you do this? Would be my question.
But I don't know, but...
That would be cool, right?
I think it'd be super cool. I think it'd be cool to do it in October for breast cancer awareness, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Hopefully this October.
I think it'd be cool whenever, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're looking for a hair product sponsorship, so if we can get you one
yes,
of those.
Thank you.
We know a lot
have
of
you considered Soul Glow?
We know a lot of people in we know a lot it of people in the world of beauty, as you can see.
Yeah. Right. If you had a beard, we could maybe help you out.
We use no shampoo in here. How was the body issue thing? Was that crazy to be painted for ESPN the magazine?
Well, so I wasn't painted in that one, but they like oiled you up and everything. Yeah, it was weird because obviously there's like 10 or so people there and you're just like...
And they're just oiling your naked body.
Yeah, just strip down and there you are.
See, when I'm in that situation, someone always calls the cops. Mm-hmm. But I guess yeah, there's 10 people with clothes. Here I am naked.
It's all
they get upset.
It's all circumstantial.
Yeah, that all right. Proves to be true.
Oily guy just wearing his championship belt.
Yeah. It's got my belt, some oil, I'm naked, 10 people, they get upset.
We're going to have to talk a little bit of UFC. Let's see. Dana White comes out, reveals that Tate's going to fight Amanda. Is it Nunes or Nunes?
Nunes.
In her first title defense, UFC 200, July 9th. So you've got a few months to get ready to that fight. And that fight is going to be in Las Vegas.
It will be. I guess they're opening the new stadium there.
The one that Guns N' Roses played the other night. Is that the one I believe it is? Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
I heard
I'm very excited. I think it's going to be the first fight card there.
Damn.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. So you get to defend your championship belt. Are you going to come back and see us again?
Yeah,
how
absolutely.
Often do you get back to home?
Oh, it's so irregular. I wish I had a better answer for that. But I am coming back in the summer after I defend the belt. I'll probably be spending... I have a house over in Eastern Washington, in the Tri-Cities, actually.
Can we come out if we want to go to an arena football game and just crash there if you don't have
it?
If you're not living
absolutely.
There,
we'll
take yourself,
for sure.
We like to go out to Spokane.
Just oiled-up, naked belt-wearing, please.
We'll just have pictures. We'll just leave pictures.
No guarantees, Misha.
Ladies and gentlemen, UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion, Misha Tate. Thank you so much, man.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.